William Morrow and Harper Audio present A Forgotten Place, a Bess Crawford mystery by Charles Todd. Performed by Rosalind Landor. Chapter 1. December 1918. The war had ended, but not the suffering. While the war raged, the wounded had been desperate to rejoin their companies, to fight beside men they'd had to leave behind. We'd had to be on guard against the tricks they used to prove they were up to returning to the front. They were remarkably clever at it. Those who'd been given their blighty ticket were often too ill to think beyond whether they would live through the night. But I knew from experience that once they began to recover, their thoughts flew back to France, to the fighting, where they felt they ought to be. That need often helped them heal. Now, with peace, there were no comrades to return to. For others, like the patients I worked with, their war had finished in quite a different sense. I spent December in a base hospital in France, tending to the wounded who hadn't yet been ticketed for England. Many of them had been brought in during the last 10 days of the war. Serious wounds that we now had time to deal with here. Most were amputees, fighting infection as well as the loss of a limb. There were gas cases too, burns, and more than a few damaged faces. As Christmas approached, a good many of the patients in the wards had lost even the incentive to recover.